The good thing is that for our children, they never realize it, and they grow up with wonderful memories of how quiet Christmas was. I don't know how it happens, but somehow that's the way it goes.
Welcome to The Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, I think the question should be, hey, Scott, how's it going? You don't sound very good.
It's pretty lousy at the moment. I came down with a sinus cold a couple days ago. The only possible good news at the moment is that it feels like it's progressing. So hopefully it'll be gone before Christmas Eve, because my wife's ready to crucify me if I'm sick, because, you know, Christmas is a big deal. And not that she's really ready to crucify me. I mean, she does say she knows that it's not my fault for getting sick. But it doesn't
she probably said it's probably not your fault.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Pray for her and pray for me.
We will. Yeah. Well, hey, it is that time of year where you and all the families are probably feeling what you're feeling, whether they're sick or not. I know my wife is stressed out. She goes, I feel like I'm going to explode. just with all the things she's trying. And my poor wife, you know, she just wants it. I don't know which movie is it? Cindy Lou Who. I just want it to be a good Christmas for everyone, you know. And so she's stressed out over what food she's going to serve and are they going to like it. And they said a few more added to Christmas Day lunch, who said she didn't think they were going to be there. And I just got to get more food. And, you know, I always feel bad because, you know, like she's wrapped, I don't know, 6,000 presents, maybe bought and wrapped 6,000 presents. And I'm thinking about, because she has to run out today, I'm going to wrap her presents today, you know, and that's all I've had to think about. And so there is a little smidge of guilt. And I try to say, hey, can I help today? Well, I've already got them all wrapped. Why do you, you know, that's too late. Okay, anything else I can do? So I try to make myself super available. If she needs something printed off or fixed or boxed, I jump right on it. But 'tis the season. La 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 la. The good thing is that for our children, they never realize it. And they grow up with wonderful memories of how quiet Christmas was. I don't know how it happens, but somehow that's the way it goes. And then they are stressed out when they go, well, my Christmases were never like this when I was growing up, you know. So
and you have that little talk with your adult children, you're like, let me tell you how Christmas really was.
exactly. Well, hey, I'm sorry, I'm yawning. We're recording this just a little earlier today. The good or bad news is the gavel goat, the Yavle goat, burned to the ground. Scott, how'd you stumble across this? I mean, you were like the Paul Revere goat.
I'm in the Friends of the Gavel Goat Facebook group, and I checked fairly regularly, and I just happened to jump on, and it had been like an hour earlier that the goat burned. So it was still smoldering when I saw it.
Wow. And then you pass it along to me. Yes. Well, I was trying to, you know, get it any information that I could. And they found some guy, you know, who's in his 40s. Witnesses says he's been acting suspiciously before in the blaze early in the early hours. But I was just kind of finished the rest of this article that was in, I don't know, Reuters. And it was saying, you know, the goat's been there since 1966. It's 42 feet tall. Guinness Book World Records, not famed for its size, but it's often elaborate schemes dreamt to destroy it. It says authorities over the years have hired guards and deployed around-the-clock surveillance, video surveillance, and vast quantities of flame retardant to protect the statue. But it has been tortured or otherwise destroyed at least 35 times in those 56 years. Two assailants, one dressed as Santa Claus and one as a gingerbread man, set it on fire with bows and burning arrows in 2005. The culprits were never caught. And then it says, it has been run over by cars, set ablaze by fireworks, and simply smashed with clubs. The webcam has been hacked, and local tourism administrator says there was once a botched plan to kidnap it using a helicopter. It says British bookies have even offered betting on the likelihood of it surviving the festive season. So there you go. Another one for the record books. The Yavle goat goes down.
It had been a while since it had burned. It seemed like maybe they had finally found the right formula to protect it, but
exactly.
Apparently not.
Well, as one listener said, you know, I think when its little brother went down,
yeah,
it was it just was like the inspiration that some inebriated tourist needed to take it down.
My sons and I were quickly planning our bucket list trip to Sweden so we can burn it down some year.
Well, you know, I think I was talking to this with my son Ike, because he was like reading it and he showed me a video of a car smashing it. But you know, there's just like a bunch of guys sitting in some guy's parents' basement, and they're having a few too many drinks, and all of a sudden they're talking about how it got burned down, and then they go, we should do it. And then they run out, you know, and do it right then.
My boys were imagining it as maybe they should do like a heist movie, as it's like this, you know, guys who are like secretly planning it out, like a
Yep. Yeah. So, well, it was, you know, kind of added to the holiday festivities and
arson is a holiday tradition.
Exactly. So, but I don't know. Are you feeling all yucky? Are you ready for Christmas, though? Are you ready for Christmas?
I guess. I don't know. I can't see beyond the moment. I'm going between feeling hot and cold and trying to sleep. I rolled over for about 4 hours last night trying to sleep. I think I slept for 4 hours and then I like rolled around for 4 hours. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just got to get over this and then we'll be fine. But
I know.
Sorry, I'm sounding whiny.
You're not sounding whiny. I know. Well, like we were talking right just before, there's just a lot of pressure for you to get better.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot you can do to get better.
Right.
So it's not a good thing. Well, I will tell you guys, if you've been planning to buy a Utadad daily calendar, it's too late. They're all gone. So that's good for me. And maybe not so good for you. I'm going to give you one more opportunity, maybe after the first of the year, to buy the golden calendar, kind of like Willy Wonka. But they're all gone. So there you go. So, hey, we're not going to belabor this. Dad, I just wanted to make sure we had one more time to talk before Christmas. And I don't know about you, but I still feel a little blindsided, like it came so, so fast, as it often does. And, you know, even as Scott and I were talking right before, you know, it's very easy for this to be the last Christmas that you would get to enjoy with your family. And it's not about COVID or whatever, you know, this is just going to keep going on forever, but we're not going that direction. But I just hear all the time, whether it's a tornado or it's a shooting or a freak accident or something happens. And I know you can't live your life in this moment all the time, but you know, maybe in these days leading up to Christmas, maybe you can do it this time. And maybe you can just enjoy your children, you know, not knowing if you'll get next Christmas. And, you know, not to leave it on a bummer, but on a realistic note, maybe. So if you got stuff to do, take care of it. If you haven't seen the lights, go do the lights. If you haven't watched that movie you said you were going to watch, and I'll tell you, we're not going to get them all in because we've had too many and too many things are going on. So it's just not going to get them all. And that's okay. But if you just get maybe that little bit of quiet time where you say, hey, tonight, let's just turn off the TV a little bit early and let's just enjoy the lights for a few minutes. Because I tell you, that is the best that God offers a family. And again, we're so, make sure you thank him, and we'll do that together right now. Thank him for Christmas, for sending his son so we can do this family forever and ever, because even if this is our last Christmas, we get the rest of our time together. And I think it's interesting, Scott. I don't know if you've ever noticed this. This is one of those things, those Bible things that just struck me this past week. You know, where they talk about, you know, Abraham, your father Isaac, your father Jacob, and it goes through all those. And I'll say, even as your fathers before, you know, it's kind of an interesting thought to me that when we get to heaven, you know, I don't know how marriage works. Jesus makes it kind of clear that, you know, that we're not given to marriage in heaven, but there still seems to be that relationship as dads. And I think that's a kind of cool thing. So you'll still be the dad in heaven. So let's pray together and then we'll say Merry Christmas. Father, I just pray again for all the dads, especially this dad, that we would take advantage of these days that we have before Christmas, and that we would not get so caught up in whatever we're caught up in, that we would miss what really, really matters. Just pray that we would be good husbands to our wives, even for Scott, who's a sick husband. Help him be a good husband. Help us to say yes to our children a lot when they ask, can we go do this, Dad? Can you get this? Help us to say yes. And help us to hug a lot, to hold a lot, to enjoy a lot. And we thank you for this day that you have made. Help us rejoice in it. And I pray especially for Scott, and all the dads do, that you would just heal him, so it would not interfere with Christmas plans this year. And we pray all this in your name. And we thank you for sending your son. We thank you for this birthday celebration that we get to celebrate with our families as well. And we thank you just for salvation and eternal life that we get to keep doing this forever and ever. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Well, Dad, have a great Christmas. I won't talk to you next week. We're going to shut down the factory for a little while. We'll see you after the New Year's, and have a great time. And until then, you to Dad.
Hey, all you homeschool dads. Not that you're all homeschool dads, but those of you that are, if you're still looking for a Christmas present for your homeschool mom wife, there is a homeschool mom's retreat that would make a great gift. Coming up January 20th through the 23rd in Panama City Beach, Florida. So if you want details, it's at homeschoolmomsretreat.com. So have a Merry Christmas, guys. We'll see you in the new year. And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.